AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. There's breaking news out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, where two police officers have been shot to death. AP correspondent Shamika Dudley Lowe reports authorities are now searching for a suspect who fled the scene in their vehicle.
The suspect is still being sought. A police cruiser was found abandoned a short distance from the crime scene.
Thousands of law enforcement officers and first responders attended Saturday's funeral in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, for Police Sergeant Greg Moore, who was shot and killed this week in the line of duty.
Greg was killed protecting the life and property and the way of life of the citizens of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And it will never be forgotten.
Police Chief Lee Whiteham told KXLY-TV Sergeant Moore's death had a profound effect on the community they both serve.
I've seen it by the outpouring of support and love everywhere I've gone this week. From our brothers in uniform, to our businesses, to our school kids, and even some of the criminals we arrest.
A county judge in a rural area of North Texas says a deadly twister has caused extensive damage as it roared through the farm community of Eastland County.
It looks like maybe 5 miles of destruction. You can see where homes used to be, and now there's really nothing left but foundation and maybe a wall or two, and then a huge debris field.
Rex Field says several homes were destroyed, one person killed near the town of Cisco. Corey Mead, a meteorologist at the National Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says his state is also dealing with some severe weather. Beachgoers were warned away as Tropical Storm Anna moves to southeast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says there does not appear to be any serious consequences from a fire at the Indian Point nuclear power plant near Buchanan.
Rest assured, it was a transformer fire. There's nothing that serious.
Cuomo is concerned, though, about a small amount of oil that leaked from the area where a transformer failed. Authorities say a 1-year-old Pennsylvania boy has died 6 days after his mother kissed him and threw him off a bridge into the Lehigh River in Allentown before jumping from the bridge herself. The mother who survived has been arraigned from her hospital bed. Joan Carson, the second wife of Tonight Show host Johnny Carson, has passed away in Southern California. She was 83. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.